With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the wake of the murder of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk earlier this week, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson asked members of Congress to pause for a moment of silence. But instead, the House chamber broke out into a profanity-laced shouting match. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson called for a return to civility in the House.
Especially at a time like this, after a difficult week in America, we're struggling with the loss of our friend, and everyone's dealing with that raw emotion right now. The nation is rattled in many ways, and so are the members of Congress, and I think that probably explains some of the unfortunate things that happened on the Hill this week. We don't regard the other side as the enemy, and that's the way it should be done, and we've got to get back to that.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast today, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. President Trump says Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox is making an impassioned plea for Americans and young people in particular to use the horror of Charlie Kirk's public assassination as an inflection point to turn the country away from political violence and division. Cox spoke on Friday at a news conference announcing authorities had a suspect in the conservative activist's killing in custody at the time, and he said it's a moment for the country to make a choice. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Massachusetts. Here's Michael Harrington.
A Christian couple has filed suit against the state because they are being barred from serving as foster parents. In Massachusetts, all prospective foster moms and dads must now let the children in their care live as the opposite sex if they wish to. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the couple and says, quote, Massachusetts is putting its ideological agenda ahead of the needs of suffering kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the five justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in the book she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, quote, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices. This is SRN News. After an attempt to secure a bipartisan deal failed, Senate Republicans went nuclear for the fourth time in the Senate's history on Thursday to speed up confirmation of President Trump's nominees. More details now from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Republicans have threatened to turn to the nuclear option, which would allow for a rule change with a simple majority vote, to blast through the blockade from Senate Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Lawmakers were frustrated that, through the first 8 months of Donald Trump's presidency, not a single nominee had moved through fast-track unanimous consent or voice votes. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argued it shouldn't have come as a surprise to Democrats what Republicans intended to do. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security says an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fatally shot a suspect who tried to evade arrest in a Chicago suburb by driving his car at officers and dragging one of them. The officer was attempting to arrest a man on Friday with a history of reckless driving who had entered the country illegally. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.